morning, Bill Jim. May I help you?
Good morning. Is Randy there?
No, I'm sorry, he's not.
Okay, he's going to be back in the office today or possibly Monday?
I don't know. He comes and goes.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of who?
Cardiff. And, is there an office manager, someone like that around I can speak with?
No, I'm sorry, there's not.
Okay.
Regards to Danny.
Yeah, I was calling about some financing through Wells Fargo back in 2012. There's an older file. Looks like we were in contact with them around that time. I just wanted to circle back, you know, see how the business is going. Does he have an email by any chance, if that's easier?
No, he does not.
Okay.
Man.
I hear you. Hey, sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. the more technology you have, the worse it is, right?
Oh, yeah. He's very hard to get a hold of.
Right. Okay. Do you have like an email over there, a business email? I can send you some info and you can give it to him.
No, we don't give out any emails. They're kind of strict about that. That's why. They'll take a number. Their deal is they take a number.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're interested, then they call you back.
Right.
Or if you need to fax something, they'll give you a fax number.
Okay, I think we did have a fax number. Is it? It's 732-905-1084?
Yes.
Okay. I'll leave my information with you.
Okay.
And that way, you know, you can give me a call back. Again, it's Danny, and it's the Bank of Cardiff, and you spell that CARDIFF, like Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct line is 858-779-0424.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was just...
Exactly do you want, because I have to leave a notation of what you're calling exactly for, and like I said, if he decides, he'll be the one that would call you back if he did so.
Right.
Make it your best shot, Danny. What
My best shot, all right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I was, like I said, trying to touch base with the business. We do equipment financing, working capital. And, you know, it looks like we might have been in a bid, I believe.
So we financed a while ago with you. Is that what you're saying? And you're looking to see if they need anything else to finance again.
Right. I don't actually think you guys went through us. I think you went with Wells Fargo at that time. Like I said, it was back in 2012.
They're not buying anything as of right now, I can tell you that.
But okay, no problem. I was just more, you know, getting back in contact with the business, you know, see if there was anything else there, you know.
You can mail information if you want, or you can fax, you know.
Right, I think we did actually, let me see, I think it was back in May. Actually, it was October. It was a while back. 577 S Hope Chapel Road.
Okay, because the office has moved.
Oh, so that's not valid anymore?
Yeah. I mean, stuff still goes there and they get stuff, but...
No, right, you can't afford it. Okay. All right, is there, like, a valid, like, address?
I mean, they still send stuff there. They still get stuff there, but the main office has moved now.
Okay. Do you, like, handle the mail by any chance?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay that it goes there. They still collect the mail there. They still have the building there. So.
Okay, yeah. I was just curious if you did see that. We had sent out some offers, I believe. It's a white envelope with a gold crown in the upper left-hand corner. Sometimes it's mistaken for junk mail, you know. yeah, I don't know if you guys had received it or not.
Well, that was a year ago almost.
Yeah, it was a while back. So do you remember seeing it? I'm just kidding.
I can't recall that. You're asking me to remember a year ago for that. So.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I get the mail, but I don't disperse. I only get what's addressed that I have to take care of.
Right, right.
That's not one of them.
So. Okay.
But I'll let you note that you called in reference to equipment financing or whatever. Like I said, if he's interested, he'll call you back.
Right, okay. Yeah, we also...
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Sorry. And we also do the working capital as well. It's unsecured cash. So, yeah, if he has any equipment needs or unsecured cash needs, you know, we'd like to help him out, see if we'd be a good fit.
Okay. I'll leave that for him. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
You too. Bye.